Coach Huger is with us here courtside. And Coach, this was a game a couple of times you started to try and put some space between yourself and Fairmont State, and they kept fighting back. But over the last, 5 minutes, you outscored them 16-2, so you finally put the hammer down.
Oh, we finally did. They're a very good team. They play well together. They've been together for a while. They can score the ball. I see why they average 95 points a game. They can score in a variety of ways. Just a very good team. So this was a great, great challenge for us. Nice test going into break. We got one more after break, and then is MAC play.
I think maybe the most frustrating portion of the game was after you built that lead late in the first half. The last 2 or 3 minutes of the first half was really a disaster for your guys. What happened there?
We got happy, and we stopped doing the things that got us to that point. We got the lead, I think, 10, 11 points. And, our guys started to take bad shots that led to their transition. We turned the ball over a couple times, and hell got hot on us, and started to knock down some threes and finished up, I think, with 25. So he did a real good job for them of keeping them in the game, along with Sanders late. But we got to continue to play. We got to learn how to finish games and continue to play until the horn sounds.
Well, big game for Brent Mills today, Coach. He had 12 points, and he also had a three-point play, hit a three. So if Brent Mills can give you offense, your team will become much, much better. Talk about his play today.
Oh, I'm hoping that he continue to play that well, continue to have like a breakout game. He's capable, very good defender, one of our best defenders, and just wanting him to play with that confidence every single time he step on the court.
Also, Sam Towns with a career-high 19 points today, and he was the beneficiary of several dump downs today, as your guards would bring defenders to him, and Sam found some open spots.
He did exactly what I wanted him to do. Just as things run, rim run, straight to the front of the rim. He got layups and all of that, so he was ready to go. And he defended really well against, smaller guys who could run around on the perimeter. He was able to keep him in front, so really good job by Sam today.
Also in that same vein, Rashawn Agee had 18 points, a number of his buckets coming right at the rim on similar type plays, so he did the job as well.
Oh, yeah, Rashawn played well. Now we got to be able to be consistent with how we play and what we do. But Rashawn had a great game, was able to score underneath the bucket, was able to hit a couple threes today, rebounded the ball well, defended well, so he did a good job. Now we got to be consistent in doing that, every single time down, and just going out having fun. We were able to share the ball, had 20 assists today, so that was a lot of fun.
Coach, set the schedule now for the next week or so. You don't play again until the 29th, which is a week from Thursday. What do you do with the team? How much time do they get off? When will they have off?
They'll be off from today until the 26th of December. Back on the 26th, we'll practice the night of the 26th and maybe a day off after, and then 2 day prep for our next opponent.
Coach, today about 1,500, 2,000 school kids in here today. A little bit different vibe. You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it. They don't need to go to school anymore. They can come to every game after that. Tickets on me. So it was a lot of fun. This atmosphere is what it's all about. We got to build it back up to get this type of atmosphere when the students come back. But we got to continually do our part in order to get the students back. And hopefully it'll be packed like we had it in 2019, that year in 2019 and 2020.
Coach, good job pulling away for the win today. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons beat Fairmont State today, 93-74.